for a large employer like a food chain or something to train, if they're going to have a large turnover, would there be merit in looking at a five-year plan and there's their part that says, hey, if we can elevate these people 5%, maybe we'll only have half the turnover? Seems like the training costs would help to defray a lot of that.
Through the chair, Representative Green, I think that they have, these employers who have the very significant turnover have struggled a great deal with how they can reduce that training cost. Some of them in that meeting that Representative Kemplin spoke of referred to $2,500 per employee training cost, and they had something like 60% turnover or something. It was just tremendous.
Taking those numbers, I mean, you add just a small fraction to the amount of money that they're making, that's going to stretch that $2,500 over a long period.
Through the chair, Representative Green, I think the problem is it's the nature of the type of employee. You know, they're
kind of vagabonds.
They're traveling through. They're okay. Not looking for permanence. Okay. They're not trying to make a career out of this. It's not something that you're going to take somebody, okay, you can start them in the mailroom, and they're going to end up being, you know, president of the corporation. This isn't the nature of the beast that we of which we speak.
Representative Beasley.
Thank you. What would you say the average wage or pay scale of an entry-level job is?
Through the chair, Representative Beasley, I'm afraid I don't have that information. I haven't. I can only go from experiences.
All the information I've seen indicates that our welfare payment is far above any entry-level wages that I'm aware of. And I'm really wondering how we're going to get people to take a entry-level job and give up a way above entry-level welfare check.
If I may respond to that through the chair, Representative Beasley, I think the point is that they're not going to have a choice. I believe that that's the whole point of the welfare reform, is that the program is going to disappear from under them, and they've got to go to work. So,
and why do we need to give pay an incentive? I mean, isn't that enough incentive? We're going to cut your check off to zero?
Through the chair, Representative Beasley, I believe in this case the incentive is to the employer, the state is trying to find places to put these people who must come off of the welfare rolls, and in encouraging employers to consider these people and have to provide some of that basic training that they aren't getting in the education system, that's what the incentive is all about. It's not for the employee, the potential employee or the welfare recipient. It is for the employer. So that's my answer.
Representative Martin would say some more corporate socialism.
But it gets to be a circle. I mean, if these people are being forced to go out the job market, mm-hmm. Why do we need to pay the employer an incentive to hire them if the labor pool is simply getting bigger and they're going to hire somebody?
Through the chair, Representative Beasley, actually, some of the employers say that labor pool of that these people would come into is not that large because of the turnover, that there isn't an abundance of people in that labor pool.
But we haven't kicked them off welfare yet either.
Even through the chair, even when we take them off of welfare, that is my understanding, that they're looking forward to the stream of folks that would come off of welfare to go into that basic
which is my point, then why do we need to pay them to hire somebody they're looking for?
Well, I'm sure, as they say, to be continued.
Yes, thank you for allowing me
certainly.
To
And testify. With no further testimony, we will stand adjourned at 5:42.
Okay.
Thank you.
For the project.